Now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Today marks 100 years of the Department of Transportation. It was about 20 years ago that GDOT launched the first HERO, that's the Highway Emergency Response Operators Units. While the program's still pretty young, it's grown from a fleet of about 12 vehicles to over 100 that cover nearly 400 square miles. To celebrate the centennial, the very first manager of the HERO program, Michael Hendon, met up with the current manager, Jason Josie, at StoryCorps Atlanta to swap stories and advice. Here's Michael recalling a flighty encounter with a stranded motorist.
We had several instances early on. I remember one when we got a call, and it was on I-20 around Hill Street. And one of our operators had called in and said a lady had pulled off the side of the road, and she was outside screaming. So he pulled in behind her, looked in, and a macaw had got out of the cage and was flying all over the inside of her automobile. And he went in there to try to get that thing. He got bit up on the hands and everything else trying to get that bird back in the cage. And, of course, there were the two examples that during my time that we helped women that were in labor.
Right, right.
There were numerous occurrences that they're memorable, but they're memorable because of the sadness.
Right.
The fatalities, but I don't like memorable.
Yeah, I completely understand. That's one of the first things that we explain to applicants when they come in, because most people do know us from our reputation of, you know, helping people out with gasoline,
yes,
changing tires, letting you use the cell phone. And for the most part, they really believe that is it.
That's true.
And when they come in the door, we have to explain to them, now listen, there's a lot more to this job than you can imagine. And if your stomach is not strong and your will is not pure and sure, this may not be the gig for you, you know, and that is why the training is so intense. So I agree with you. There are things that the interstate shows you that you cannot unsee. And every operator has had his and her share of those things.
Yeah.
As a unit, one of the most tragic events was losing our first operator.
Oh, I know.
He lost his life doing what we all do, which was protecting another motorist. And so we're not lost on the fact that the job is inherently dangerous and extremely unforgiving. If you could do anything differently, or if there was anything that you wouldn't change.
Wow. Just remember, when I started this program, I had a full head of hair. And it wasn't gray. Look at me now, huh?
I'm getting there.
It's turning gray and turning loose. Did you come up through the ranks?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I think that is amazing. I was just curious.
Yeah, I was hired on in 2005 as an operator trainee. I think I may be one of the very few, if not the first, that actually started as a trainee and came
you
all the way
proud.
Up.
You
should
be proud.
Yeah. I appreciate you.
You should be
that.
Proud, and I love the enthusiasm that you're showing. I think the HERO unit is in good hands.
If you had any advice for my 88 operators that are not in here, what would you tell them?
I got a little quote that I used to keep over my desk, and maybe it'll be good for you, maybe not. But they say that the best ability that's in the most demand is reliability. And if you can be reliable, you're going to do fine. I wish y'all well.
It was the very first GDOT HERO manager, Michael Hendon, talking with the current manager, Jason Josie. The story was produced for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. And we invite you to bring a friend or a loved one to Atlanta StoryCorps booth. In fact, as we prepare for the coming months of stories, we're looking for ones that would fit well with Halloween. If you've got a tale that you'd like to share, tell us about it. You can learn more at wabe.org/StoryCorps.